Hi, welcome to the Stein Online Song of the Week. And this week, a special audio edition celebrating the songs of Carl Sigmund.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground.
It's a time for play.
It's a whipped cream day.
I wait for it the whole year round.
Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees.
And the sun is red like a pumpkin head.
It's shining so your nose won't freeze.
That's me. And my pal Jessica Martin, star of West End stage, screen, radio, cabaret, and Mark Stein's Christmas single. A Marshmallow World, music by Peter DeRose, words by Carl Sigmund, whose centenary we celebrate all this week at Stein Online. He was born September the 24th, 1909, and don't worry, he didn't just write my Christmas single. He also had a ton of big hits for the likes of Glenn Miller, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Louis Prima, the Andrews Sisters, Billie Holiday, Nat King Cole, Brenda Lee, the Righteous Brothers, all the way up to Van Morrison, who made a very nice record of one of his big hits just a couple of years ago. And usually when we celebrate a songwriter's centenary at Stein Online, even if they've had a ton of hits, it's pretty easy because you can find a little cluster of songs, or maybe just one song all of its own, that sums up what they do, that's typical of their compositional style or their lyric writing style. It's absolutely impossible to do that with Carl Sigmund. He had a ton of big hits, and the thing they all have in common is that none of them has anything in common with any of the others. It's a very strange catalogue, and because of that, we're presenting for the first time an audio edition of Song of the Week, just to give you a sense of the flavour of this extraordinarily strange catalogue in all its varieties. So the big question when you're starting off to do a retrospective of Carl Sigmund is obviously, where do I begin?
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be? The sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love she brings to me. Where do I start?
Good question. Carl Sigmund wrote lush romantic movie ballads and the wackiest novels.
So bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go.
And Carl Sigmund wasn't just happy in the Congo, but equally at home on Merseyside in the 60s, writing one of the first big hits for Liverpudlian lass Cilla Black.
You're my world, you're every breath I take. You're my world, you're every move I make.
He wrote the greatest musical telephone number of all time.
Pennsylvania 65,000.
And he had the only number one hit record co-written by a vice president of the United States.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love.
Words and music by Carl Sigmund and Calvin Coolidge's Vice President General Charles Gates Dawes. Oh, and here's one. Two generations of British school kids can still sing every word of.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
If you grew up in the 50s watching Robin Hood, or in the 60s, 70s and 80s with the BBC's Junior Choice, you know that song. Okay, where do I begin to bongo, 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 marshmallow, 65,000 riding through the glen with Calvin Coolidge and his vice president? But Carl Sigman was also the master at anglicizing foreign songs. He wrote some of the biggest hits from Italy.
Arrivederci, Roma. Goodbye, goodbye to Rome.
From France.
What now, my love? Now that you've left me, how can I live through another day?
From Germany.
Over and over, I keep going over the world we knew. Once when you walked beside.
And even, after a fashion, from Canada, or at any rate the Canadian border. I love this song.
Your boat. I left the one I love on one of the thousand islands.
Row, row your boat.
But unfortunately, I can't remember which one. So I row, 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 row up the River St. Lawrence. And I'm hollering, Florence, oh, where can you be?
Oh, that's too good a song to have one version of. Let's have another. That was Arthur Godfrey. This is Louis Prima in the Thousand Islands.
I wouldn't be lost up here in the Thousand Islands if we only had met on the Isle of Capri. I just can't find the place marked on the postcard called the Navy and Coast Guard. Ooh, where can you be?
Oh, Florence.
I must have taken a nap, gotta watch the map. That was Island 793. Row from shore to shore, knock on every door. How many thousand islands can there be?
A million.
I better find.
Hey, and while we're on one of those million thousand islands, watch out. Here comes the tide.
First the tide rushes in, plants a kiss on the shore, then rolls out to sea.
The Righteous Brothers and Ebb Tide, which Carl Sigman came to construct as a kind of musical orgasm. That was the way he saw it. We'll get into that and some other individual Sigman songs as the week progresses in our usual Song of the Week format. So look on this audio edition as a kind of sampler, an introduction to Carl Sigman's catalogue. As I said, he was born in New York, September 24th, 1909, grew up in Brooklyn, and his first real friend in the music business was another young man about town trying to get a break in show business, Johnny Mercer. So the first Carl Sigman songs were written with Johnny Mercer, usually around the table at Carl Sigman's parents' house, around the piano at their house. And this was the first Carl Sigman song to be recorded by a singer-violinist called Brian Lawrence, an Australian fella based in London. Lovely song.
Just remember, I'm in love with you. Just remember that you love me too. We'll be foolish letting trouble come between us. We'll be foolish when we know we love each other so. just remember.
Carl Sigman's first recorded tune written with Johnny Mercer. That's Brian Lawrence and Just Remember. Now, if you're thinking, hang on, Johnny Mercer's a lyricist and Carl Sigman's a lyricist, what kind of song has two lyric writers but no composer? Well, back in those days, Carl Sigman wrote the tunes. He wrote the melody for Just Remember. That's what he did in those songs with Johnny Mercer. Johnny Mercer wrote the words and Carl Sigman wrote the music. And that is a beautiful, lyrical, flowing melody, so much so that 60 years later, Henry Mancini's daughter, Monica Mancini, went into the studio and made this record of it.
Just remember, love is give and take. Smile at each mistake for the other's sake. Hope I never make you blue, but if I ever do, just remember that I love you.
Now, how does the fellow who wrote that tune wind up writing so many lyrics? Well, in those days, we're talking 1936, there was a ton of music around. It was the big band era, the swing era, and that meant that every combo had a ton of musicians on staff, ton of arrangers on staff, and from time to time those fellas, simply in the course of playing so much music, would kind of cough up a tune of their own. What there was a shortage of was men who could put words to those tunes and turn them into songs. And it was Johnny Mercer, who wrote the lyric for Just Remember, who said to Carl Sigman, look, you've got a flair for language, you've got a flair for words. The town is full of music men. What there's a shortage of is lyric boys. You could be that lyric boy. So Carl Sigman turned to writing lyrics, and very successfully in the big band era, this was one of his first big hits for the Glenn Miller Orchestra. If you're thinking, what the hell kind of lyric is that? It's just a telephone number. Don't worry, there's some words around here somewhere. Let me just have a look.
I got my hair slipped down, cause babe, I wanna hit the town, call me.
No, that's just some doggerel from Brian Setzer when he started doing the song in his act. These are the real words by Carl Sigman, sung by the Andrews Sisters.
Hello, operator. Give me Pennsylvania 65-000. Numbers I've got by the dozen, everyone's uncle and cousin. But I can't live without buzzing. Pennsylvania 65,000. I've got a sweetie I know there. Someone who sets me aglow there. Gives me the sweetest hello there. Pennsylvania 65,000. We don't say how are you.
And despite the introduction of exchange numbers and new area codes and overlapping area codes and all the rest of it, that is still the number of the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York City. Pennsylvania 65,000, the Andrews Sisters, and words by Carl Sigman. Before we leave the big band era, here's a song title that I always thought should have been a much bigger hit. Here's Count Basie and a Carl Sigman song called It's Square, But It Rocks.
When the cats come out to play, and they jump the night away, you should take a look at the dance floor. It's square, but it rocks. as the band begins to bounce, folks come on in large amounts, and the things they do to the dance floor, it's square, but it rocks. Pretty soon a fair haired
It's square, but it rocks. Dig? That's Helen Humes with the Basie Band. I just love that title. I wish someone would dig that song out and do it again. It wasn't just a great era for bands, the late 30s, early 40s. It was also the emerging period of the star vocalist, for whom Carl Sigman delivered quite a few good songs too. Here's a big ballad he wrote with Bob Russell, and a terrific record arranged by Gordon Jenkins for Billie Holiday.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains, if he wants them out of the way. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire, as he wants it, so it will be. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see.
Ah, Billie Holiday, 1949, and in the 6 decades since, pretty much all the gals have done it. Peggy Lee, Dinah Washington, Aretha Franklin, Linda Ronstadt, here's Natalie Cole. Carl Sigman's great gift to female torch singers everywhere, Crazy He Calls Me. Frank Sinatra sang Carl Sigman songs for over half a century, right from the start of his career all the way to the end in the mid-1990s. But this was the very first. July 17th, 1940, Frank Sinatra with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra and Love Lies.
Love Lies have a way of sounding true. When love lies come from one as sweet as you, I know I'm not an angel, dear, but when you say that I am, oh, how I love to hear you tell me.
A lot of Carl Sigman songs followed over the next 55 years of Sinatra's career. Here's a nutty duet from the Columbia days with Rosie Clooney, Love Means Love.
Miss Rosemary, step right up here and say something real clever for the people.
Night means dark, and night means armor. Dish means plate, and dish means chat. Chick means bird, and chick means charmer. But love means love, and you can't change that.
Cuff means hem, and cuff means credit. Board means eat and board means slat. Spoke means wheel and spoke means set it. But love means love and you can't change that.
Love means love and I love you. I mean what I say and I say what I mean to say. Love means love and I love you. Say you love me too.
Well, here we go again. Kid means goat. Yes.
And at the other end of the spectrum, here's one of those foreign tunes that Carl Sigman put English words to. Sinatra with Don Costa and the big song from the film Black Orpheus.
A day in the life of a fool. A sad and a long, lonely day. I walk the avenue and hope I'll run into the welcome sight of you coming my way.
You know, that's a mighty fine record, but if I had to name the best ever Sinatra recording of a Carl Sigman song, I think I'd go for this one. It's a single that appeared in 1953. Sinatra, a Nelson Riddle arrangement, and a song Carl Sigman wrote with the great Jimmy Van Heusen. This is a magnificent record.
I could have told you she'd hurt you. She'd love you a while, then desert you. If only you asked, I could have told you so. I could have saved you some crying. Yes, I could have told you she's lying. But you were in love and didn't want to know.
Ah, I wish more singers did that song. That's a great song. Here's the Carl Sigman number most associated with Sinatra. He started doing this in the mid-60s and it stayed in his book right till the end. Here he is, one of the very last times he walked into a recording studio, July 1993, for what would become part of his duets project, Sinatra and Aretha Franklin.
What now, my love?
What now, my love?
Now that you've left me, how can I live?
How can I live?
Through another day. Watching my dreams turning into ashes, and all of my hopes,
all of my hopes,
into bits of clay.
Once I see, once I feel, now I am numb and I become.
I walk through the night without a goal.
Straight to my heart, my soul.
What now, my
the chairman of the board and the queen of soul, and a song by the French composer Gilbert Bécaud with English words by Carl Sigman. The original French title was Et Maintenant, in other words, And Now. And so Carl Sigman essentially just extended that thought for the title What Now, My Love. Way down the other end of things, here's a Sinatra performance of a Carl Sigman song you may never have heard, back from the days when Frank was on the radio hosting Your Hit Parade every week. And what that meant was that if there was a number one song, Sinatra had to sing it, regardless of whether it was his bag or not. So, for example, when the Woody Woodpecker song was number one, Frank had to get up there and sing, "Ah, ah, it's the Woody Woodpecker song." whatever was number one, he sang. So when Carl Sigman had a big hit with this number, that meant that no matter whatever he might have thought about it, the voice of the 20th century had to stand up at the mic and sing this.
Each morning, a missionary advertised with neon signs. He'd tell the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree that civilization is the thing for me to see. But bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingle, bangle, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords. I make it clear that no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here.
I love the doomed attempt Frank makes to push and backphrase the lyric there. You can't do it, you can't do it. You just got to go with the song and do it for real. Whatever you think of civilization, bongo, 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 it's the song that brought Carl Sigman the happiest relationship of his life. He met his wife through bongo, bongo, bongo. Louis Prima was going to make a record of it, and Carl Sigman swung by Prima to check it out one day just before he went in to record the song. And at that time, working for Louis Prima was a young lady called Terry. And they hit it off and got married and stayed married right until the end. 51 very happy years. Here's another Prima recording of a Carl Sigman song. Started out as a straight ballad, and then Louis Prima loosened it up a little. Buona Sera.
It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper, Bonacera, with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, San Gennaro, we'll go walking where the mountains of the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
Carl Sigman was not just a versatile songwriter, he wrote versatile songs. Take a listen to this, a big hit written with Bob Hilliard, sung here by Tex Ritter.
I let my heart fall into careless hands, careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dream like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through.
Doesn't that sound like a classic country and western ballad? Tex Ritter and Careless Hands. Now, here's the same song, 1949, Mel Torme's number one record, and it sounds like the hippest thing on the planet.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through.
Here's another swinging song I always liked. I was amazed to see this a couple of years back on a list of songs that some fella, I think it was in the Chicago Tribune, wrote. His recommendation for the number that should be used to torture inmates at Guantanamo. It wouldn't do it for me. I'd be the happiest jihadist in the camp if they were to play this all day long. Nat King Cole and Nelson Riddle's terrific arrangement of Dance Ballerina Dance.
dance, ballerina, dance. And do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl. And just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show.
Music by Bob Russell, words by Carl Sigmund. One thing I've always loved about this song is the way it gets out of the middle eight and back into the main theme, with that lovely kind of line that just seems like a throwaway add-on, we live and learn. This is a marvelous example of very deft songwriting.
Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. 1,000 people here have come to see the show. As round and round you go, so ballerina dance.
Well, we're into the 1950s now, a problematic time, as things would prove, for mainstream pop songwriters. But Carl Sigmund had a heck of a decade writing some of the biggest blockbusters of the time, like this.
My heart cries for you, sighs for you.
That was a big monster smash for Guy Mitchell, and compared with She Wears Red Feathers and A Hooly Hooly Skirt and his other ones, one of his least irritating numbers, I would say. Here's another Carl Sigmund smash from the 1950s, Jane Morgan and a big meteorological number.
The day that the rains came down, Mother Earth smiled.
Also from the 50s, here's a song I always associate with the four-man male vocal groups of the period. Your kisses take me to Shangri-La.
Your kisses take me to Shangri-La. Each kiss is magic that makes my little world a Shangri-La, a land of blue.
That was, well, go on, guess. The Four Aces, the Four Lads, the Four Freshmen. No, it was the Four Coins. But to be honest, the Letterman did a nice record of it in the 60s as well. But to be honest, for all the four-man male vocal groups who've had a crack at Shangri-La, this is my favourite version, very understated. Peggy Lee.
Your kisses take me to Shangri-La. Each kiss is magic that makes my little world a Shangri-La, a land of bluebirds and fountains and nothing to do
she transforms that song. Peggy Lee. Here's a good example of how to get two hits, basically, out of the same number. This was a German song called Mutterlein, and Carl Sigmund wrote an English lyric for it called Answer Me, Lord Above.
Answer me, Lord Above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord.
It was a big hit record, number one in the United Kingdom, for Frankie Lane, Answer Me, Lord Above. But Carl Sigmund's publisher felt that was a bit too explicitly religious to get the full juice out of the pop market. So he suggested to Sigmund that he might like to write a second lyric for it. And Carl Sigmund, being a good professional Tin Pan Alley songwriter, said, sure, why not? He'd written one English lyric to Mutterlein, the original German song. Why couldn't he write a second English lyric? So Answer Me, Lord Above became Answer Me, O My Love, Nat King Cole.
Answer me, O my love, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose your love. Please answer me, sweetheart. You were mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, my love.
A lot of people have done that song over the years. Barbara Dixon had a big hit in Britain in the 1980s with it. Bob Dylan started doing it in the 90s. And Joni Mitchell made a record of it a few years ago. So as the rock era got going, Carl Sigmund found he had an easier time of it than many of his contemporaries in adjusting to the new realities. As a matter of fact, his biggest ever hit was more or less his last one in the 1970s. This dominated the 1970s. This song, it was the kind of easy listening Godzilla of the day, written for the movie Love Story, starring Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill. Carl Sigmund got the call to write the big theme song for the picture and was very excited, and he came up with a rather oblique, watercolory, impressionistic kind of lyric. Sudden summer rain that cools the pavement with a patent leather shine. And the title of it was So Jenny Came. And Jenny Came. That was the name of the girl in the film that Ally McGraw played. And Bob Evans from Paramount said no, he didn't like it. For one thing, he thought the lyric was too sad, and he thought the And Jenny Came title was sexually explicit. And Carl Sigmund was furious at being told to go and rewrite it. He didn't want to rewrite it. He loved his original lyric. And he was all out of ideas. But he was prevailed upon to give it another go. Didn't really want to do it. And so he's there. He's in his living room, pacing the floor. No idea what to do. No idea how to start rewriting this song. And eventually he just throws up his hand and goes, where do I begin? And his wife, Terry, says, that's it. That's the song.
the sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love she brings to me. Where do I start?
Oh, that was everywhere in the 1970s. 19 out of 20 restaurants were playing it when you walked in. 99 out of 100 elevators had it on when you wanted to go all the way up to the 78th floor. Everybody did it.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be? The sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love she brings to me. Where do I start?
That's Robert Goulet singing the theme from Love Story, and here's Nino Tempo.
When you say hello.
And here's Placido Domingo.
She fills my heart. She fills my heart with very special things, with angel songs, with wild imaginings. She fills my soul with so much love that anyone. I'm never lonely with her alone. Who could be lonely? I reach for her hand. It's always there.
And if you still think that oblique sudden summer rain lyric sounds rather nice and you were sorry to see it go, here's the only fragment of it that survives in Shirley Bassey's wonderful recording of the official lyric of the theme from Love Story, plus a bit of the rejected lyric.
Like a summer rain that cools the pavement with a patent leather shine, he came into my life and made the living fine, and gave a meaning to this empty world of mine. He fills my heart.
You know who turned me on to Carl Sigmund's catalogue? It was the great Sammy Kahn, lyricist of Come Fly With Me and Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and My Kind of Town, a ton of stuff. And when I used to have lunch with Sammy, and you'd ask him what he thought of a particular song, right? He'd go, sing me his medley. And you'd start off, and he was a very stern taskmaster. So if you included something that was just like a nice little song from a movie or a show or the B-side of a single or whatever, he'd say, that's not a hit. And you'd be surprised at how many medleys get pared down to the bare bones when you're operating to Sammy Kahn's standards. And eventually, at one point in this London Fish restaurant, he said to me, you know who's got a medley? Carl Sigmund. And I knew the name, but I didn't really know what he'd written. And Sammy started off. He used to like to screw up his neck and sing all these excerpts of songs. Everyone in the restaurant turned around and looked at him. And there was Sammy Kahn singing Bongo Bongo Bongo, and It's All in the Game, and Ebb Tide, and these other songs. And he goes, now that's a medley, Carl Sigmund. Sometimes he wrote words, sometimes he wrote music, sometimes he wrote a bit of both, but it added up over the decades to a hell of a medley. As you know, I made a record of Marshmallow World, and I occasionally get asked, was that the only seasonal song he wrote? And the answer is no. He didn't write a song just for the Christmas winter landscape, but also for New Year.
You're working work for years and years. You're always on the go. You never take a minute off, too busy making dough. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
That's how Guy Lombardo used to do it every New Year's Eve with his Royal Canadians. This is how the Specials did it in the 80s. Guy Lombardo and the Specials. That's the kind of guy Carl Sigman was in a long and very distinguished career. We'll get into some of his individual songs in the course of the coming week. But to be honest, as much as I like that New Year, Enjoy Yourself, It's Later Than You Think song, I have to express a preference for his Christmas hit. We'll take a look at this one too later in the week. This is me and my pal Jessica leaving you for now with a marshmallow one.
It's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts.
Take a walk with your favorite girl.
It's a sugar day.
Who cares if spring is late?
In the winter, it's a marshmallow world.
It's a marshmallow world.
It's a marshmallow world.